everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe. Each week, what I do in this podcast, I explore the pros and the cons of different supernatural beings, supernatural worlds, and supernatural powers. And I give you my take whether or not it makes sense to be that thing inside our modern world. This week's podcast, what we're going to explore is time travel, specifically time travel machines. And that if you ever had the opportunity, does it make sense to utilize those devices? So I'm going to talk first about a brief description of actually time machines, if they did need any type of description. Then I get into some of the actual science concepts behind it. So we're just going to get a little bit of sciencey. Then also I'll get into the next part is we're looking at a top 10 as far as some of my top 10 people that have time traveled in fiction. And then I go into the pros and cons of using time travel. So first, let me kick things off with actually what is time travel? At least what is time travel with a time machine? Now, this concept has been around for a long time. I mean, we're really talking about since almost the dawn of man, since folks start telling stories and being able to write. You can go back in time and you'll look that there's some Hindu stories of individuals that was able to skip forward in time with these fancy shoes. But it really became popular with H.G. Wells and his actual novel, The Time Machine. It's a really great novel. It was written in 1895 is when it was. And from that novel, things have really exploded as far as time machines and that whole concept and that device in science fiction. He didn't invent it. He just made it super popular is what he did. In the novel, what winds up happening is that the person who is going to eventually go inside the time machine, they're in a group in a dinner party. And it's interesting that at one point there was the person that was hosting the party and he was the person doing the time travel. But there was a guest that was part of the party that was recounting the story. And he mentions he's going in the time machine. It was all kind of nuts. It's what it is right from the beginning. But the main character goes inside the time machine, goes forward in time and to the far distant future, and encounters all these weird beings and stuff, and he barely escapes alive and comes back in time. But then he goes to another dinner party and he recounts his story about what happened and everything. And then he goes one more time inside the time machine and nobody hears from him again. So it's a really good book. I definitely highly recommend checking it out. They also have a really nice movie that was made also too. So do check that out. It's a lot of fun. Now, there is some science behind time travel, both going forward in time and backwards in time. The first concept is that if you were to get in a spaceship and you go in outer space and you go at a higher, faster speed, what will happen is that time for you while you're in a spaceship, it kind of slows down for yourself, but the outside environment will continue to progress just like it has. And in a concept that you're actually going forward in time, that if you would go at a higher rate, as you get closer to the speed of light, that effect will happen more. And as far as time slowing down for you happens more, and for the environment outside, it's going to continue at the rate that it's going. So in that concept, you can go forward in time through using a spaceship and going faster. We saw that being used out. It was pretty cool in the animated cartoon of Godzilla, where they were trying to escape from Godzilla. So they figured, hey, we're just going to go out in a spaceship and we're going to go faster than almost as close as they could to the speed of light. And when they come back, Godzilla should be dead. Unfortunately for them, Godzilla was alive and well, and he was just thriving just like normal. So he's such an asshole. The second concept as far as with going with time travel that's really based in a little bit of science is the concept of going backwards in time, that you can use a black hole to go back in time. And that obviously the black hole is a singularity point, and that everything, even light, can't escape it. It is just this thing that really pulls everything towards it and distorts space and time. And that if you were somehow to be able to spaceship that can survive the immense pressure and all the things going on inside a black hole, as you get closer, you can actually go backwards in time. That's one of those concepts behind as far as how you can do it, utilizing spaceship and both using speed and space exploration. Three other concepts come to mind when you think about time travel. The first one, it's really just from that movie with Ashton Kutcher The Butterfly Effect. It's a okay movie, but it really does a wonderful job as far as showing the changes that can happen. That if you were to go back in time and you were to make a slight change in something, the effects could really ripple throughout the throughout time and really alter the present is what could happen in ways that you just couldn't imagine. That's one concept. The second concept is what is known as Novikov self-consistency principle. And it is basically that if something was supposed to happen, it will happen. So supposing that you go back in time with the intent to kill Adolf Hitler, and you say, okay, I'm going to go back there, I'm going to kill him, and you shoot him in the head, and he's dead. You go back forward in time, what you'll find is that Adolf Hitler, the Nazis, and all that stuff was supposed to happen and arise. So it's going to happen anyway. It may be a little bit different than what we saw in history, but it's still going to happen. That's the self-consistency principle model. The final concept on time travel is looking at the many worlds interpretation, which basically states that you're not really going backwards in time. You're going to a different point is what you're doing. You're almost going to another universe in which the things that are happening now are actually the past, or you're going to another universe where the things that's happening in the future is happening now. So it's a really weird interpretation. Is basically just like, hey, there's just so many different worlds and universes and galaxies, and there's so many things, and things are happening constantly. So if you were to make a time machine, you're not really going back in your own time. You're just going to another point in another universe is what you're doing. But really, that's enough science stuff for this show, because we're not science based. This is Supernatural Choices is what it is. And we're just looking at, you know, utilizing the time machine, going back, and what kind of stuff that we can get into, and does it really make sense? Before I get into that, I did want to talk about my top 10 most favorite time travel characters in fiction. And I do have them in as far as like there's a top 10, but they're not in any order. I love them all. I just think they're amazing characters and great stories. So if you haven't, do check those out whenever you get a chance. The first one is ReZero, Starting Life in Another World. It is a Japanese animated cartoon, and they also have the manga. Really great story, really interesting. Lots of parts are funny. Some parts are really sad. Some parts are really serious. It's got action and all that kind of good stuff inside. The main character is Subaru. He travels to another world. So it's like an isekai where he travels to another world. At first, he thinks he's going to have these really cool powers, and he doesn't. He doesn't have any powers at all, except for one, which is the ability to go back in time to a point. So what happens, in a way he discovers it, is really interesting power, where he's going and trying to do this activity and he gets murdered. And then he wakes up the next day and he is back whole, and he gets a chance to go out and do that day again. And what happens in the story is he keeps trying to do certain things. He keeps trying to save some of his friends. And each time he gets murdered, he gets crushed with a rock. He gets blown away with some type of magic stuff. And he just keeps getting murdered and murdered and murdered. And he just gets wrecked. And it's so fascinating because he keeps trying to do his mission, keeps trying to save his friends. He's a really wonderful character. And if you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend that you do it. My second favorite character is Trunks from Dragon Ball Z, and it's just one of those amazing characters. I like the way his hair, his jacket, his whole setup with the sword and how he got the sword and his whole backstory and everything about him. And when he shows up, it is at the beginning of really this whole saga that's going to lead into so many other things. But he shows up and he kills Frieza, which is one of the main bad guys at that time. And he later goes back in time to his own time, and he goes and saves the world. He goes and actually kills the robots. He kills Cell, and he gets into all kind of things, and you discover all kind of great things about him. Obviously, Dragon Ball Z, if you don't know, is a Japanese animated cartoon and a manga. Super popular. Definitely check it out if you haven't done so. Number three on the list is JoJo Bizarre Adventure and Dio, which is just an amazing Japanese anime cartoon, and also they have the manga behind it. But in the actual cartoon, it has the main villain, Dio, and he's just a complete badass, where He's part vampire. He absorbed the body of his worst enemy. And what he's able to do is to utilize his stand and stop the actual time for about 8 seconds is what he's able to do. So he stops the actual time for about 8 seconds and he straight murder his enemies. And then he starts back time up and he just uses his power. He eventually gets taken down like all the bad guys do. But it's such a cool thing that he can stop time for about 8 seconds, murder people, then start time back up again. He's part actually vampire, so he's really tough to kill. And it was just a really an amazing character. And the way he says, uses his power, he has to say, the world. And it's so cool the way he says it. I'm not doing it justice. So definitely check it out if you haven't. In non-Japanese animated time travelers, I got to give props out to Doctor Who and his machine, the TARDIS machine. Just so cool. That whole concept, him going back in time, him going forward in time, seeing all these different alternate places and universes, interacting with all these amazing creatures and seeing history. It's a really cool show. I used to watch it all the time with my brothers when we were younger. I haven't watched stuff, the newer stuff, probably I dropped off at about 2012, but that show's been on a long time. They got lots and lots of story behind it. A really cool concept and a great show. Five of my favorite time travelers is the T-800. And I'm talking about the one that came back during, it was like Terminator 2, not the other ones where they were failing their missions and whatnot. One guy got married and stuff. Just all kind of silliness. But the one that actually in T2, where he goes back in time, his job is to save John Connor. He goes back in time, saves John Connor. Then he self-terminates himself is what he does. He does his mission like a boss. He doesn't sit around. He doesn't get married or any of that kind of silliness. He goes back and does his job. So I would say number five, really cool character. Number six of my favorite is actually Bishop from Days of Future Past. And I'm talking about the original comic book, not the that they just had Bishop like for like 2 seconds inside that recent movie that came out. Maybe it was like 6 years ago or so. But the one in the comic book is just a complete badass. Bishop is a mutant that is in the future, and he's part of the what remains of the X-Men, and his job is really to hunt down other mutants. He figures out like, hey, they're not doing the right stuff. He teams up with this other mutant named Forge, and he goes back in time in order to save the actual original X-Men and prevent their future from happening, because the future he came from was just completely just wrecked with all kind of like slavery. There was all kind of death camps and all that kind of just weird stuff that was going on. So he goes back in time in order to go save the X-Men and actually to stop his future from happening. He does a great job, and eventually after like it was some 10 years or something, finally did his job and got everything done. But what I really liked about him was that he had a jerry curl, which was just crazy, and it was almost this weird mullet-like jerry curl is what he had. And he also, with the character, he would go around with guns. He would shoot guns all the time. And he could absorb energy and shoot energy back. He was just a really great character, really visually stunning. And I really do enjoy that character. Number seven on my list is The Incredible Hulk and Future Imperfect, which is just this amazing story that was written in the, I think it was like the late 90s is when that story came out in the trade paperback. It came out as a comic book. And it later put inside a trade paperback. But it was an amazing story where the Incredible Hulk is recruited to go to this place in the future. So they go to the future Earth and finds out that everything's been wrecked and destroyed. And Incredible Hulk tries to take down the main person who is in charge of it and really doing a lot of bad things. Well, it turns out that is the Incredible Hulk of the future. So he goes back, really, he goes in the future to go take down himself is what he does. And there's all kind of great banter that happens. There's all kind of great fighting that happens, all kind of action that happens, and so many things that I just find so fascinating about that whole concept. Can you imagine that you are recruited to go into the future to fight yourself? And it turns out that you from, you know, 20 years from now, you're a complete asshole. And you're running things and you're just wrecking shop all over the place. So they recruit you to say, hey, you got to go take down you from in the future and you have to fight them. I mean, that is such a interesting and cool dynamic concept. And I really did enjoy that entire storyline. Number eight is Tomo Kanazaki, which is she's a character from when supernatural battles become commonplace. It's an interesting show and a great concept that somehow or another these kids have gotten superpowers and they're able to use these superpowers. But what happens is they start getting all these different types of battles that are going on. This character that is the character I mentioned, Tomoyo Kanazaki, she's able to slow down time. She can also stop time. She can accelerate it, but she can't reverse what's already happened. So what happens sometimes is that her teammates, they get wrecked, they get beat up or something like that, or they're about to die. So she stops time, takes them out. She got to pick them up physically and move them around. She doesn't have super strength. And then she can start time again. So she does that and she saves her friends quite a bit. And it's a really cool concept. Great show. Definitely check it out when you have a chance. Nine favorite character comes from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when they teamed up with Cerebus, the Aardvark. It's from this 1980s comic book, and it's a really cool comic book if you ever get a chance to read that stuff. It is really great. It's a long, long series, and it's a lot of great stories inside of it. But what happens is that there's a magician's assistant, and this character, she goes and she takes the actual time scepter from her master when he's not aware of it. So she takes a scepter and she can utilize her time powers, and she gets in all kind of mix up and stuff with Cerebus. And then they get a mix up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, they fight, they team up, they become friends. But then some other asshole shows up who takes the time scepter and starts to use it and starts beating up everybody with it. Well, eventually the actual master comes in. His name is Lord Simultaneous is what his name is. So kind of a little bit of twister, but he shows up and, you know, this guy, he's got the time scepter, the bad guy. And what happens is he tries to use the time scepter on the master, but the master, he pulls out an actual watch that can control time. And he basically says, like, hey, that's the old shit. You know, we don't use time scepters. This is a new thing. And he uses watch and he zaps him. It's a really cool story and a great concept. Do check it out if you can. I mean, it's from a while back, but it's still pretty cool stuff on there. My number 10, I got to say, got to give shout out to Black Clover, which I love that TV show. It's a really good one on there. But the Wizard King, his name is Julius, and he's able to utilize time. He can slow time. He can stop time. And he can also use time as a weapon by accelerating the cells so that they speed up. They don't have any nutrition, so they will die. It's a really great character, great concept, and I really do enjoy both that show and that character. So check those out if you can. But going on to really what we're all about here at Supernatural Choices, supposing that you were going throughout your day and somehow or another you come across an actual time machine and there's a manual inside and there's instructions on how to utilize that device, does it make sense to get into that time machine and go either forward in time or backwards in time? It seems really cool, and there are some really cool points, and I want to get into those first. I got about eight that are really interesting that if you're able to get inside the device and use it, what you can expect. The first cool point about using a time machine, obviously, is just to blatant obvious that you'll be able to go and really see the future and see the past. You can go back in time and see things develop. As far as when you're looking at dinosaurs, looking at great battles, looking at common ordinary events like when your parents met, when your grandparents met, and when your great-grandparents met, you go back and look at evolution and look at history and really get to see that stuff as it was. That's just a really cool part about having a time machine. And on the flip side of that, you can go forward in the future and you can go and look at how things are going to develop, how the mountain's going to look, and as they crumble, how different new innovations and technology, how that develops. What do we do about some of our problems that we have today and how we're going to settle things? That's a really cool point about having a time machine, is just the basic concept of just being able to go forward and go in the past. The second part I think is pretty cool is that from a point of if you want to go and try to fix any mistakes of the past, you can do that. I mean, it's your time machine. You can go there and you can try to kill Hitler or try to kill any other bad person that you want that really happened in the past. You can even go back in the past and try to fix your own mistakes. If there was something that you were supposed to do or some choice that you made that you regret, you can try to go back and try to fix that thing. Yeah, there's some concepts, as like I mentioned before, as far as the self-consistency principle, that it was supposed to happen, it would happen, or even the many worlds interpretation that, well, in this world you made this decision, maybe in a different world you made a different decision. But it, regardless on there, you can go and you can make at least make the effort to try to put things right as far as in your own life and in the lives of the larger universe. So that's, you know, 2 points. The third point, as far as when it comes to really, and I always talk about jobs, because everybody, we got to work. Everybody has to do stuff for a living. We got to be aware of, like, from a job standpoint. The cool point about having a time machine is that you don't really have to work at all. If you really wanted to, you can go back in time and just invest even a small amount of money into any type of company that you know is going to take off like a rocket ship. You can go back and invest in Bitcoin back when it was just trading at $100 a share or something like that. You go back and invest in Microsoft a long time ago, or Apple, or any of these other companies that are big time companies. You can go back and invest in that. You can even, from a smaller standpoint, you can go back and invest like maybe even like last year or maybe 2 years ago. Go back and invest in some of those really great hot stocks and then just come forward in the future and just make out like a bandit. You've won it. You don't have to work as far as that goes. The other concept is that you can go into the future and go look at what the lottery, you can go see what the lottery numbers are and just go back in the past and just play what those numbers. And then bam, now you won the lottery today. And you don't have anything to worry about as far as like Social Security or somebody trying to figure out, hey, you're time travel. No, you just played your numbers and you won. And so when it comes to things of that sort, you don't have to really worry about money when it comes to having a time machine. It's also the concept that you can go and find things that were lost, such as any type of lost diamonds or something that is worth valuable money today. You can go back in time to when it last time that object was recorded, observe it, and then go back in the future and then claim your prize. So as far as money goes, when you got a time machine, it is not a problem. You can do what you want and you can make as much money as you want. You really don't have to work. Number four cool point I would say is that you can go into the future and take things from there and bring it back to your own past. So if there's some kind of cool new, I don't know, medicine that's going to help improve your life, there could be some type of cool new device that's going to happen. You can try to go in and forward in the future and get Xbox 12 or 13 or whatever numbers they come out with. And then you can bring it back here and play it with it is what you can do. You have to worry about getting games and all that kind of stuff. But what's pretty interesting is that you can go forward in future and bring some of the cool stuff that they got that's going to come out and just have it here today. Number six reason I would say is pretty cool and you should go there as far as using that time machine is really looking at altering the future, that you could look and see what's going to happen and what your choices that you're making today and how are they going to affect you in the future. And then you can go back and you can go change those choices. So you can really alter your future, or if you want to, you can get kind of global with it and go all Illuminati and really decide, okay, well, I'm not just going to affect myself. I'm going to affect the entire country. And I want the country to go the way I want it to go. So let me try to change things today, use my money, use my influence, and use my time machine so that the future is going to be the way that you want it. So if you want to preserve trees or you want to end, I don't know, poverty or whatever kind of wacky thing you can think of, you can go and figure out how to influence things so that you can affect things and make the future the way you want it. Number seven is along the line of what I mentioned before, as far as like, you know, seeing things in the future, but really looking at seeing how your choices are going to work out and how things are going to affect you. As far as not, and I'd say that not in a controlling fashion, but to say like, hey, if there's a new project that I'm trying to work on and I want to see if it's ever going to come to fruition, let me go take a peek and look at myself 10 years from now to see, was that endeavor a good investment of my time and energy and resources? or was it just completely just a waste of time? And if it was completely a waste of time, obviously you can drop it. But if there was some kind of decision you could have made or some kind of alteration you need to do, you can try to look at those things and then say, okay, well, let me go make that change so that things will work out for me and that my choices will be much better from that standpoint. Number seven is looking at really answering those big mysteries. Like I mentioned in the beginning, as far as seeing the past and the future, but you can really go back and see like, well, who really killed JFK? Was anybody inside that grassy knoll, or was he all by himself with his magic bullets? You know, you can go back and look at that whole Jeffrey Epstein saga to see what the hell was going on there. Who knew what? Who was at that party? Where was Bill Clinton? All this kind of wonkiness. You can go and look at all these giant mysteries. Who built the pyramids? How did they build the pyramids? Where did they get all that stuff from? What was Stonehenge? What was that used for? You can see all those different mysteries and you can solve it all. It's what you can do, which I think is just another just cool, fascinating part as far as having your own time machine. The last thing I would say is that number eight is that you really have the choice where you can just abandon things altogether and really just go into the past and live in the past. Or you can go in the future and just live in the future is what you can do. So if you really want to, you just hate people and you don't want to be around them, go back a million years where there's no people out there and just have a good time. You can hunt, you can fish, you can do everything that you want to do. If there's some kind of thing where you just want to live in the future, you think, man, everything is really bad today with coronavirus and all that kind of stuff. Let me just go 5 years from now so I don't have to worry about anything. You can do that with a time machine. You can just go and do it. There's no restrictions on how you can use it. There's no time cops or any of that stuff that's going to stop you. Just enjoy that time machine and let it go. Of all things, there are bad stuff that comes from having them. And having a time machine is no different. So the first thing, there's about eight reasons I would say, no, don't get in that time machine. And the first reason is really when you think about the actual context behind it, that yes, you're going to go forward in time. You're going to go backwards in time. And while you're time travel, it may just be just a few seconds. But while you're having your adventures, time is going to travel for yourself like normal. So if you go back in time 10 years and you spend a year there, you're going to take a year off your life. You come back forward in time and you're going to be actually you're going to be age about a year. And it's the same concept that you go forward in future. If you go forward in future, like 20 million years and you stay there, you're having this great, amazing time and you're experiencing all these wonderful things. You stay there for 20 years. When you come back, you're going to be 20 years older. All your family and friends, they're going to be looking at you kind of weird is what's going to happen. So that concept of time travel, yeah, you can go forward and backwards, but you're going to be getting older as you're having your adventures and whatnot. Now, there's a slight chance that maybe in the future, they got some kind of cure for being old and they can keep you young forever. Maybe that can happen, but it's just a huge concern as far as like you're going to get old. Number two is that's kind of obvious also too, that when you look at your time machine, that yes, it's your time machine, you got it, but it could get broken. It can get stolen. It's no difference than any other car or any other device out there. Those things happen. And if your time machine gets broken and you're 2 million years in the past, you may not have any equipment to fix it. It may be the concept that you go forward in the future another million years, and instead of your time machine getting broken, someone could steal it and they could have all these amazing adventures and you're stuck in whatever time frame you're in. So that's a piece. And I know in Doctor Who, he would take his device off or the handle so nobody could use it. But you do have to keep that in mind that someone could steal your device and you could be stuck at whatever time that you're in. So good luck trying to hide it so nobody can steal it. Number three, as far as I say, is bad parts about using that time machine is that you could really cause chaos. I've been talking about you go back in time and you try to fix problems and there's more problems that come from it. Or you try to go back in time, you try to save someone and the person you save because of that, there's more problems that could come out of it. Or even if you go forward in the future and you try to do something and try to see how your choices are going to line up and how things are going to work, you try to come back in your present time and try to alter things, it could turn out to be worse than ever. there is that kind of chaos that can happen from introducing one new concept or thing to another. And just because you have a time machine, it doesn't alleviate you from that. So that's a part as far as with dealing with the chaos that could happen of you trying to change things or trying to change your environment. Number four, I would say, is that the future is going to be imperfect. No matter how hard we try to be better as people and to treat each other better and have better solutions, there are more problems that happen. And it's part of that evolutionary process with everybody where we're constantly striving to get better as a universe, as a people, as a group, as all those kind of things. So when you're looking at going forward a million years in the future, yes, things will probably be better, but they're probably going to have some other problems that are going to be a little bit worse or different than what we deal with today. Number five, I would say, is that by you going either in the past or in the future, you're trying to change things and alter things. You know, really, some of these lessons that we learn from history, they could be really lost. And that it could be one of those things where we're going to have to relearn these lessons all over again. Specifically, I think about something real horrible as far as slavery. It was a horrible institution. It wasn't good for anybody, neither the slave nor America. And it took a whole war to get rid of it. But you go back in time and you say, hey, I'm going to stop slavery from ever happening and use all your influence and abilities and all that kind of stuff to stop it. There's a lot of lessons that we learn from slavery. There's a lot of things that happen because of it. Obviously, the introduction to Afro-Americans in America. And really, another big piece of that was the abolishment of slavery. Because it was such a horrible institution, for the first time, really, the West had really stood up and said that we're not going to stand for slavery. And it happened all over the world, where really the attitudes of slaves and owning people really changed. Now, there's still some of that stuff happening in small parts, and there's still some of that stuff when you look at pimping and whatnot on there. But for a vast majority of people, for a vast majority of governments, they really turned their backs on slavery, which is an institution that's been around for years and in various different forms on there. So to erase it and have it never happen, or not the way it happened the way it did, we would, as a people in the world, we would lose that lesson is what we would. And there's other lessons that we learned through some of these really horrible events. So I think it's one of those things that really could be lost. If you go back in time and you keep trying to change things and save things and stop them from happening, there could be some type of really all these different lessons. So you're going to be battling all these different problems that's going to happen. Number six, I would say, is that to really watch out, because if you go back in time or you go in the future, there could be some really dangerous environment. Everything from you go in the future, they could be have more powerful guns, more powerful weapons, just all kind of different problems that are going on. If you go back in the past, like a million years or 2 million years ago, where you're at today in the land, it could actually be hot lava is what it could be. Or you could, if you're in Florida, you go back, you know, 10 or 20 million years ago, you'd be at the bottom of the ocean. So, you know, where your actual time machine device is and how you go back in time or how far back in the past or forward, you could really introduce yourself into a dangerous environment where you're in the middle of a war zone. And people are cutting each other's heads off and you're coming out the time booth saying, hey, I'm going to go change some things, and you immediately get wrecked is what could happen on there. So I'd say number six, as far as being careful, because things could get really dangerous, which really leads to number seven, as far as your past being your own past. And that even if you go back in time and you try to alter things so that you made better choices and different choices for yourself, and just keep in mind that because it did happen, that is still your past. You still have the memory of those things that happened. You still have that piece on there. So even if you go back in time and you change things, it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. You just change it. So it's still in your mind. So technically it still happened. Speaking of things still that are still happening, especially today with coronavirus and the vaccine and all those things going on, we cannot forget about unknown, like those small killers, because those things are happening. And they happen all the time is what they do. There's all kind of new microbes. There's all kind of new spores. There's new viruses. There's all kind of contaminants that are out there. And you go a million years in the past when the dinosaurs are, And you see, you come back to the future, you could be bringing all kind of nastiness with you, all kind of diseases. You go in the future and they could have all kind of new super bugs. Things were stronger than Zika, stronger than a COVID-19. It could be just pandemonium, and all the folks in the future, they're immune. They got some kind of new immunity. You don't know about that. So you go back in the past and bam, you have introduced this whole new environment to us and you effectively wiped out all of humanity. So that's a piece on there, because, and there's always those type of bacteria that's going on, all those type of spores and small killers that are always lurking around, and they keep mutating and changing. Overall, I would say if you're given a choice about whether or not to use a time machine, I still think you should go for it. I would first start off really small, make sure you get a nice hazmat suit, something that can really protect you. Maybe send a drone and do some recording as far as with outside the time machine. But I would say definitely go do it. Even if you go like for a week and go see what the new lottery numbers are, go back in the past and then play the lottery, make a ton of dough, and then smash that time machine and never have to worry about it again. I think that's a good plan. Hey guys, I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast. I release a new episode every week. If you enjoyed it, be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a positive review on your listening device. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Mallet_Joseph. That is MALLETT _JOSEPH. Thanks again for listening, and please stay weird.